Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me right here in the studios from my recent great start, Phyllis Rhodes. How are you, Phyllis?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Fine today. And from the Michigan State Police, Jeff Devine. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing spectacular today.
Spectacular.
Thanks.
All right. We're here to talk about a big event, which is coming up very soon. It's the Rachel's Challenge Carnival. And I guess, Phyllis, we'll start with you. You're going to give us kind of the nuts and bolts of this, aren't you?
Well, Rachel's Challenge Carnival will be at the Hale Area Schools Saturday, March 7th from 10:30 until 2. And it is a free carnival, and I want to make sure that all the families get a chance to get out there and have some fun that day.
Yeah, indeed. Now, Jeff, this is where you step in, because you're going to give us all the details. First, let's start off with Rachel's Challenge. People have heard that. Let's talk a little bit about what that is.
Okay, yeah, Rachel's Challenge is kind of what most people would look at as kind of an anti-bully campaign. But what's unique about Rachel's Challenge is they're not out there, you know, saying you're a bad person because you're a bully. What they try to do is bring out the best in everybody. They try to get people to, you know, do the good deeds and to reach out to others that people might not be reaching out to, to try to make everybody feel included, to make everybody feel special.
Now, Bully-Free IOSCO, is that part of the Rachel's Challenge? Is that what this local unit is called?
Well, what Bully-Free IOSCO is we are a coalition made up of a large group of community members. It includes all of the area schools in IOSCO County, the IRESA RIC, which is our Regional Inclusive Community Coalition, the State Police, Tawas Police Authority, Probate Court, the IOSCO Prosecutor's Office, the Elks, and a lot of local businesses. And what we do is we come together and try to formulate a way to help reduce bullying within our community. And most of that push is through our schools and our four groups, which are Friends of Rachel. And that's part of the Rachel's Challenge, where that all comes into play. A few years ago, there was a really big kickoff for Rachel's Challenge. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the rivalry between Tawas and Oscoda, I believe.
I think you're right, yeah.
They really came together at a football game, and that's where all of this really kicked off a few years ago. And we've tried to build on that and maintain that momentum. And through that, we've come up with the carnival.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the carnival itself. What's going to be happening on Saturday, March 7th, between 10:30 and 2?
Well, there will be presentations from all the four clubs to tell the community what students have done in the schools and in the community to bring about the anti-bullying movement, mm-hmm. and how they have addressed bullying issues. So I think that's really something worth watching. Lunch will be provided. It's a free lunch. It's free to everybody. And there'll be many, many carnival games and lots of fun and bounce houses.
Ooh, and bounce houses too. So, yeah, bring the whole family out, right? That's what we wanted. This is a big family kind of event, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone is welcome.
And in terms of bullying, that's something the whole family should be a part of, too. I know this is aimed at, you know, kids in school, but, you know, the parents should be aware of this, too, right?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of these things need to start in the home. You know, parents need to be, you know, showing their kids the right things to do. And what a better place to come out and hang as a family than at a carnival and do some fun things and just, you know, share that positive attitude that can happen in our community.
That's right. Now, once again, this is a free event, right, that everyone's welcome to come out to?
Free event, and it's 10:30 to 2.
Free.
Yes.
And there will be, there's door prizes. There are going to be some giveaways for people that are at the event as well. And, you know, last year's carnival was a huge success, and we're hoping to be able to build on that this year.
All right. Now, if they want more information about Rachel's Challenge or Bully-Free IOSCO or the Friends of Rachel, how would they get more information on this?
Well, probably one of the best ways would be to go through their schools. All of these schools have Rachel's Challenge groups at some level, the Friends of Rachel clubs. They could go through their schools, or if you were to contact Mary Stanfill at IRESA. She is kind of the, I guess we call her our president of our committee. She kind of pulls us all together and arranges all of our meetings and is the big push behind this. So she would probably be another great way to get more information on what we do and what Rachel's Challenge is about.
Super.
And that phone number is 989-362-3006, and ask for Mary Stanfill.
All right, very good. And, of course, I'm looking at the flyer here. There's a lot of people who are involved in putting this thing together. A lot of fine sponsors you guys got put together, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, the Elks Club have been a huge push behind this, as well as, you know, all the other groups that I mentioned earlier.
Right.
Just it brings together a huge coalition community-wide. It's just not one group that's, you know, putting this forward. It is a community effort, and that's what makes this so great.
That's right, and that's one of the nice things about this area. When you ask the community to come together to do something, we seem to get a lot of support for that.
Northern Michigan's very good at that.
It really is. All right, the Rachel's Challenge Carnival, again, hosted by Hale Area Schools, and again...
Saturday, March 7th from 10:30 to 2. It's a free carnival, and we hope to see you there.
Very good. Yes, Phyllis Rhodes from IRESA Great Start and from the Michigan State Police. Jeff Devine, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you.
Thank you.